dark. Girl, I've never loved one like you.
Boats and boats and waterfalls, alleyways and payphone calls. I've been everywhere with you.
That's true. Laughing till we think we're down. Barefoot on the summer night.
This is Annika Chan, full name, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Please enjoy.
Something I never told you about that night.
What did you tell me?
While you were sitting in the back seat smoking a cigarette you thought was gonna be your last, I was falling deep, deeply in love with you. And I never told you till just now.
Welcome back, freaks.
Welcome back, freaks.
We're back. It's Confessions of a Freak with a whole new, brand new time.
New time, same old cast of characters.
Same old freaks.
Yeah, same old freaks. I'm Eliza, and that is
Annika.
Yes.
And now we're every other Friday at 5 p.m. You can tune in at WMFO.org.
We were demoted.
Or at 91.5 FM. WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio.
Thank you for that WMFO plug. Yep, every other week now, but each week is going to have two times as much...
freakiness.
Force and freakiness, yeah.
Force?
That's maybe just freakiness. Scratch that.
Scratch it. No. Have you ever seen the show Frasier?
No, I haven't.
It's like... I don't know if it's good, but I've been rewatching it, and the main character is like a talk radio therapist.
Oh, interesting.
And this is a show I watched when I was like 12. I don't know why. And like that's a normal 12-year-old activity.
Watching Frasier, of course.
Yeah. And I was just rewatching it, and I was like, wow, he's just like me for real. I'm on air in 10 seconds. I'm like...
Yeah, we're gonna start doing therapy over the air for everyone.
I think that would be helpful.
I think we would be really effective at solving everyone's problems.
Yeah, we'd be better than CMHS.
Yeah.
My mom texts me, Frasier is great. So true, Mom.
Shouts to the moms who
Speaking
watch Frasier.
Speaking of moms, well, actually, the theme isn't moms, but tangential.
We already did a mom theme.
Mom, we did a mom theme.
No repeats.
My mom is gonna make an appearance in this show. A real one.
Amazing.
Well, not in the studio, but she'll be here.
In spirit?
A song.
Okay.
In song.
Okay, all right.
In song and spirit. So moving from mom to family to home, we arrive at hometown, which is the theme of our first episode, picked by Eliza.
Sort of formulated together, though. Yeah, it grew. It morphed and molded into what it is today. Yeah.
They didn't do that.
It's kind of like we're doing a combination of... Initially, my idea was music by people from our hometowns, but it's kind of become that and also songs that remind us of home.
Mm, mm-hmm. So you were just listening to Home by Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros.
Yes, I was.
Classic home song. Great home song, great vibes.
I love when they say home.
You know what that makes me think of?
What?
My hometown.
Oh, okay, perfect.
But I really like when they do the talking part and it's like, Jane... Alexander, you know, we just heard it.
That was the song that they did that in the song.
Anyways, but should we get on to our next song?
Yes.
We just had a little chat about what this next song is going to be, and it's a little contested. I mean, we agreed that this is the song, but the meaning of this song.
Yeah, the purpose of it.
So, to preface, me and Eliza are both from New York.
New York!
But not the city.
Not New York City.
Aren't enough songs about New York that aren't the city.
Yeah, we need more Albany songs.
Do we? So, the next song is The Only Living Boy in New York by Simon and Garfunkel, but there are two living boys, I guess, from New York, right here in the studio, but it's, you know...
It's up to you to decide who is living.
Please call in.
Please call in, yeah.
Call in and let us know.
No, just tell Annika.
Just tell me, don't tell her.
I can't handle the truth.
Let us know who the only living boy in New York is out of the two of us.
Yeah.
There are only two options. All right. Please enjoy.
Thank you.
Alrighty, that was Woods by Bruiser and Bicycle, who is a band from, they're definitely from around Albany. I'm not sure if they're from Albany proper or
from the
outside.
Woods? From Albany?
Okay, no, actually, the reason I found this band was because I discovered there's a DIY venue in my hamlet.
Wait, are hamlets, are hamlets like a New York thing?
Yes, I recently discovered that because I told somebody, like, I'm from, like, the town of this, but the hamlet of this. Mm-hmm. And they were like, you're joking.
I had this conversation with Ari. He thought it was ridiculous.
It's when you're, like, one of... I think it's New York and one other state that uses it as, like, wow, an official way of dividing up space.
Yeah, I'm from a township.
Really?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Like, a village in a town in a township.
That's very quaint of you. I'm just from a hamlet in a town. That's all there is to it. Mm. Unfortunately. But yeah, I found this band because they came to a DIY venue in my hamlet, which is like a rural suburb outside of Albany. I'm not kidding. It was at the very end of like a country road. I took pictures on my way there. It was like me and my friends really struggled to find the house because it was just all forest.
And all like woods.
It was all woods, if you will. But we did eventually make it there, and we found it, and we listened to this group, and I thought they were really awesome. And they have some other bangers, too, but this is probably my favorite.
Really, for those listening who would care, this really reminds me of Animal Collective and Panda Bear. Sorry, hate to be that person.
Wait, is Panda Bear a separate musical artist?
It's still an animal, but not in the collective.
Panda Bear is a separate entity from Animal Collective.
But they're, like, adjacent. Like, gotcha. They're homies.
Oh, okay. Is it, like, one of those situations where it's some, like, people from the brand, like, break off to create another group? Or is it independent?
I should know this.
Wow.
My friend Stacia Anastasia Koop, who will be featured soon, is going to be opening for Animal Collective in the Netherlands this autumn.
Whoa.
Everybody, go to the Netherlands.
Okay, I'm there.
And see her.
I'm there. That's so sick.
You better be listening, Stacia. I don't hear anything. Yeah, just let that sink in, that you should be listening right now. Do you have anything else to say, or do you want to introduce the next song?
Yeah,
are we allowed to say the artist's name?
I can spell it out.
Yeah.
Because I'm not even positive how you're really supposed to... Mm-hmm. I don't know, we've got that 5 p.m. slot now. We can't have...
We can't
even do profanity
things
in the songs. So yeah. It's like... Yeah. We really have to reel it in. Anyway, the next song is a song that just reminds me of my hometown and being at home, and it was recommended to me by a friend from home, and it's called Basically by STRFKR. And don't think too long about what that spells.
Gas? Okay, let's get into it.
Yay.
Thank you. swallowed him up. Poor Harvey Jones and his coffee cup. And no one has noticed, not even the dog. His wife and his kids are just moving on. Calling Harvey, where are you?
That was Harvey Jones by Diamond Hotel, otherwise known as my mom. Shout out. Talk about hometown.
Ain't nothing hometowner than that.
Mm-hmm. And before that, we were listening to Norma Rae by Anastacia Coop, who is also from my hometown, and my best friend. Shout out to Stacia, who said she'd listen and then is not.
Curious.
Hashtag fake.
Curious.
Look who's real. Oh my gosh, I just hit the mic. It was really impassioned. Those who are not Eliza, just trust.
Annika's like pacing around the studio and like hitting things.
Yeah, but like really silently.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so had two hometown picks for me. And before that, we were listening to Basically by STRFKR, who are, I was going to say from Alabama. Or not from Albany.
Not from Albany. I don't know where they are from.
We can look that up
over
the next break.
I bet it's California.
All these days.
Oh, I bet it is.
Man,
it's
going.
We'll get to the bottom of it for you guys. No worries.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, Norma Rae is Stacia's big song. I don't know why I would say it like that. But that was like her first release. She's working hard on some new stuff right now. She sent me something to play on air that was new. To reveal, but I didn't. I thought maybe the people want to hear her classic hit.
We'll ease into it.
She's doing some really cool, interesting things. I've been listening to voice or the memos, the voice things.
That's pretty sick.
And that's an old album for my mom. The Diamond. I don't know how old. 2017. That's oldish.
All these connections to the music industry that you have.
Wow. Yeah.
Top dog.
And my mom has a new album coming out soon.
Ooh.
Oh, she's going to be mad. I don't remember the name of it. something about the sun.
Yes.
And yeah, so look out for both of them.
Beware
of people from my hometown.
Which is, I've said I'm from Albany. Oh, where in New York are you from?
I'm from the Hudson Valley, from Cold Spring, New York.
Whoomp, there it is.
My mom is texting. I see the three dots. She's definitely going to tell me what they're imagining the sun. I didn't even need to finish the sentence.
There it is.
Thank you, Mom.
Shout out.
I really like Harvey Jones. I was trying to pick. I was like I've like latently taken in a lot, or passively, a lot of her music just like by living in the same house.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize I knew like her whole discography, and then I was listening through the album and I was like, oh wait, why do I know all the lyrics?
It's almost like you guys like live together or something.
Yeah, it's crazy. Weird. But I like Harvey Jones. I think it's a good sort of funny song about a guy who just like everybody forgot about him. It's kind of depressing, honestly. It's just like he works this office job and then like he just disappears, but he was so insignificant that nobody even notices.
That's uplifting.
Yeah. Hope my mom's doing well. Anyways, what's up next, Eliza?
Next is Coyote by Sun is Poison, which is another group from Albany that I almost saw and then I didn't see, and I forget why, but I like this song a lot, and it's a sort of similar, almost like a Midwest emo-ish type of song.
Mid-New York emo.
Honestly, I feel like a lot of the indie music that I've listened to from New York has quite the Midwest emo feel to it, which, just like, think about that.
I think New York is a much more rural state than people realize, because they just associate it with the city.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, really, like, majority of New York is, like, pretty rural.
Honestly, like, Western New York, that's basically the Midwest. It leaks, and then no, it leaks like, into Albany.
I kind of agree, honestly. Like, if you're, like, out by Rochester, like...
Forget about it.
Also, my mom has texted me again. She says, he being Harvey Jones, got swallowed by the building. Correction.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's frightening.
Frightening. Who's scared? Raise your hand if you're scared. Yeah.
Hope you didn't.
Okay, so let's get into some mid New York emo now.
Yes.
Steady heart, steady hands, steady eyes. There is no relief in short of breath. There is no glory in certain death. Thank you.
we're lucky, we feel our lives, knowing the next scene arrives. So often we start in the middle and work our way out. We go to some gray sky diner for eggs and toast, the New York Times or the New York Post. Then we take a ride through the valley of the shadow of death. But even for us New Yorkers, there's a time in every day. The river takes our breath away, and the Hudson, it holds the life. We thought we did it. Passage of our souls through silent silver woods and flowers and snow, and past the George Washington Bridge, down from the trails of Breakneck Ridge, the river's ancient path is sacred and slow. You, helps you feel your life, protects you, cradles you and connects you to everything. This whole life I remember has led back into itself. Never turn me into someone else. And the
That was The Hudson by Dar Williams, and before that we were listening to Coyote by Sun is Poison. And little side note about that song. What am I looking for? I like the line, down from the trails of Breakneck Ridge. That's where I'm from. Not on the ridge itself. That's, what an awful name for a hiking trail. Breakneck Ridge. Terrible.
Yeah, that's not great.
There's even like a train stop on the train line that I like grew up. I didn't grow up on the train tracks, but like
grew up on the wrong side of the tracks.
Like grew up near.
Yeah.
That line like has a Breakneck Ridge stop on weekends for like people from New York City who like want to get it. Step outside the city for
see how
a day.
The other half lives.
Yeah. Yeah, but a cute song. It's also written by my mom's friend Dar. Shout out Dar, really nice person. Hope she's doing well. I don't know if I have anything else to say about this song, but I think it's cute. It's very like very Hudson Valley, very nostalgic,
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want to say about Coyote, or just you want to get into that PSA? How are you feeling?
It's Coyote's banger. Let's do the PSA. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today.
Thank you so much, Eliza, for that blood donation appeal.
Yes. Yes. You are welcome.
Okay.
Saving lives.
That's all we're doing here on 91.5 FM.
That's all we're trying to do.
Hey.
That's all we're trying to do.
That's my job. Okay, so I'm picking the next song as well. All good over there?
Yep.
And it's also a Hudson River song because Yay. We can. This next song is called My Dirty Stream. I know. But that's so New York.
Oh my god, that's really
so
funny.
It's by Pete Seeger. He's not originally from my town, but he lived in like Beacon and like Coulter and Garrison area, if for New Yorkers who know. Mm. So in the general area that I grew up in, and he was like a really big part of the community, really big activist in the civil rights movement. He also was blacklisted by McCarthy.
Let's go.
He's so cool. And he came to my elementary school when I was in kindergarten.
Really?
And we drew sailboats with him and he sang us songs.
That's so awesome.
And he like would like go into like the town square and we'd have like, and he would like sing to people, and like when there'd be like an odd, there's no autumn festival, I don't even know what I'm thinking of, but like Halloween parade or something, Pete's coming, and it would be really cute. And he's just a really cool person. Yeah, he was like blacklisted for being a communist, and he had like a lot of power ballad folk songs. He's friends with Woody, or was friends with Woody Guthrie. Best guy.
We found him, the best guy.
Yeah, so he was like friends with like MLK, Woody Guthrie, and Cesar Chavez. Epic,
made
man.
The rounds.
So epic. I can't believe I met him. That's cool.
That's pretty crazy that your school brought in a commie.
Yeah. Like, to 5 year olds, like, okay, kids, let's have some education with, like, this really big, not a big communist figure, but I mean, kind
he
of.
He was out there.
Yeah.
Up there.
He
out
got
there.
Blacklisted. I mean,
yeah, it was. Yeah.
But, anyways, like, some of the history, I don't know why I'm getting into this so much. I had a cappuccino this afternoon, but. The Hudson River used to be so dirty.
Is it that much? I guess it's probably
it's
better
lot,
now.
It's a lot better, apparently. And he was like a part of the movement to like clean up the Hudson in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And they had like different like sloops. Wow, that's
what is a sloop?
It's like a Dutch boat.
Why do I've I know never. This?
There's also like the Clearwater boat, and they had boats that went up and down the Hudson River, and they would clean up the river.
Huh.
And it's like an effort that's been going on for the past couple decades, and he was like a really big like activist or like speaker in that. And now the Hudson River is cleaner.
That's pretty impressive.
That's pretty impressive. I wasn't allowed to I'm like wagging my finger in the studio. I wasn't allowed to swim in the river growing up.
I don't think, can you swim in the Hudson River around where you?
Well, here's the other thing is I grew up across the river from a power plant.
Okay, so
a
there's
nuclear
that.
Power plant, and they're like, don't swim in the river, kids.
There's that for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I've swam in it like once in this like kind of not gated off, but it was like it was like netted area. And I was
oh,
like,
gotcha.
Ooh.
Swimming in the Hudson, yay.
Yeah, so it used to be really dirty and gross. So this is just some New York lore.
The part near me, one time I went on a bike ride mm-hmm. along it with a friend because they have like a little trail over there, and I can't smell, but they said it like it stank so bad that it like wafted.
Fun fact, brackish water moment.
Yummy.
Hudson. Yeah.
We take a sip.
Wow, I forget, like growing up, like, in the public school system in each state, you have, like, such a, like, I don't know, like, a different experience of, like, education. I mean, not, like, completely, but, like, I remember in fourth grade, that's, like, New York State year.
I think...
You remember?
Like, I don't know if it was fourth grade. Shoot. I can't remember, but there was definitely a year where it was, like, it's New York time.
That was literally New York State year. Like, yeah. They made us, like, draw the map. And
did you draw the map of New York?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. Oh, for sure.
Please.
Also, off air, why are we, like, let's not even play music. Let's just talk about this
podcast. Let's just talk about New York.
Let's talk about, like, the topography. Like, we were talking about, like, names, like, kills, like, for towns in New York.
And, like the names of rivers and stuff. Yeah. Kills as well.
Because, like, New York was... This is important. So, New York was colonized by the Dutch. And so, a lot of, like, the names of, like, towns end in, like, kill. Because kill means stream in Dutch. So, like, I grew up near, like, Fishkill. And then there are the Catskills. You have any
Normanskill is the big kill near me.
Spackenkill. Cottakill.
And I miss it.
And we miss it.
And now I'm in Massachusetts and everything has to be, like, Manchester.
Sussex.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
Not a huge fan. I miss the kills.
We miss the kills. We miss the hamlets. Take us back.
This was one of the things I was going to ask you about. And it's a linguistic thing that I think I have asked you about before.
Oh, I think I know exactly
what you're going to say.
You're going to ask me if I... say elementary.
Yeah, I think that's a Dutch thing. I think it's like a Pennsylvania Dutch thing.
No, I say elementary.
Okay,
I think
whatever.
That's like an upstate thing.
Upstate. Something that I think is just limited to Albany and which I do not stand by, which this is the one point I diverge on from Albany, and it's that people put raspberry sauce on their mozzarella sticks.
Whoa, yeah. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Okay, yeah.
It's disgusting.
The restaurant I worked at, it was always like, do you want raspberry sauce or marinara sauce with those? And everybody
That's
was always asking
really
for raspberry.
Really frightening.
I know, I don't
really
like it.
Really frightening.
My little sister really is into it, but I don't know. I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one, Albany.
Well, okay, it's getting close to the end of our show, so we're going to play the next song. Then we have a special poem. Get ready.
Yes.
All right, here is My Dirty Stream by Pete Seeger.
Sailing down my dirty stream, still I love it, and I'll keep the dream that someday, though maybe not this year, my Hudson River will once again run clear. It starts high in the mountains of the north, crystal clear and icy trickles forth, with just a few floating wrappers of chewing gum dropped by some hikers to warn of things to come. At Glens Falls, 5,000 honest hands work at the consolidated paper plant. 5 million gallons of waste a day. Why should we do it any other way? Down the valley, 1 million toilet chains find my Hudson so convenient place to drain. And each little city says, who, me? Do you think that sewage plants come free? Out in the ocean, they say the water's clear, but I live right at Beacon here. Halfway between the mountains and the sea, tacking to and fro, this thought returns to me. Well, it's sailing up my dirty stream. Still I love it and I'll dream that someday, though maybe not this year, my Hudson River and my country will run clear.
That was My Dirty Stream by Pete Seeger, and now we have a very, 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 very special poem that we just found on poets.org. Just now.
Annika was like, can we read this poem about autumn? And I was like, yeah, okay. And she was like, okay, let's find one.
Yeah, I didn't have one.
Did not have a specific poem in mind.
It was the idea of a poem that excited me. So this is Autumn, New York, 1999, by Patricia Spears Jones. And I'm full of worry, I wrote to a friend. Worry, she replied, about what? Love, money, health?
All of them, I wrote back. It's autumn. The air is clear and you hear death music. The rattle of leaves swirling.
The midnight cat howling. A newborn baby's 3 a.m. call for food or help or heart's love.
At the market, the green, red, and yellow apples are piled high. Sweet perfume. Once, I went apple picking in Massachusetts.
A day of thralling beauty. My companions and I had no desire to leave the valley. Valley. The plump trees.
The fierce pride of a small town, New England, where a gift shop exploded gingham, calico, silly stuffed toys.
We stood within this shrine to cloying femininity of entwined hearts and ribbons and bows like invading aliens, fascinated and appalled.
And here, too, people throng around the dahlias and the last of the bright fat flowers, open, scentless. You're so close.
It is going to be a very hard winter, and we all know it in our bones, and almost atavistic memory with instruction. Wear heavy clothes, hoard food, drink water, stand against the wind.
Listen.
Sorry, I started laughing because you said scentless, and I was like...
Oh, because I get... She gets me.
She gets me for real.
Fans of the show will know that I can't smell.
Yeah,
and that therefore it's funny.
True freaks will know. I'm not making fun. I just thought it was really serendipitous.
I was wondering what made you. I was like, was my delivery off?
No, I was like, that's so beautiful. That's so perfect. And also that it said, I said valley. You said Massachusetts. It's great.
It's all coming together.
Also, it's 5:55 and 28 seconds. You know what that means? It's time to say goodbye and play a final song. So, this has been our first episode back this semester of Confessions of a Freak. This is Annika, and...
I am Eliza.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Yes.
Thank you so much for listening. Please catch us again in 2 weeks at...
Same time, same place.
All right, this last song is Autumn in New York by Billie Holiday.
Autumn in New York. Does it seem so inviting? Autumn in New York. It spells the thrill of first nighting. Glittering crowds and shimmering clouds and canyons of steel. They're making me feel I'm home. It's autumn in New York that brings the promise of new love. Autumn in New York is often mingled with pain. Dreamers with empty hands may sigh for exotic lands. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live it again. Autumn in New York. The gleaming rooftops at sundown. Autumn in New York, it lifts you up when you're let down. Jaded roué and gay divorcee who lunch at the Ritz will tell you that it's divine. This autumn in New York transforms the slums into Mayfair. Autumn in New York, you'll need no castle in Spain. Lovers that bless the dark on benches in Central Park greet autumn in New York. It's good to live it.